Hi friends. So what is this? Episode 4. I'm leaving work right now for anyone that cares. And I didn't have coffee today. This was the first day in years. No, I don't know. A very long time since I haven't had coffee. And today it's never dragged so much. Like, I literally was just staring at the clock. Like, I need to leave because I need to just go to bed. Because I haven't really been sleeping well the last few nights. But that's not the point of this this episode. I have been getting fucking requests. All right, so I'm driving and I'm using headphones to record this segment, because last time when I did it through my car, the quality was like so fucking horrible that I myself couldn't even listen to it. So if, like, I can't even bear that, like, well, who knows? People don't actually listen to this. Like, all my friends that say they listen to this, I feel like you guys listen to 5 seconds, and then you're like, wow, yeah, it's, like, really good. I support you, haha. That might be rude. You guys, some of you listen to it. Some of you. Anyway, I have my, like, GPS going because I like to know, like, traffic stuff. Like, I use Waze. But I'm also going to Smoothie King. Which, that's not the point of any of this. Anyway, all I'm saying is I'm driving, and the fucking GPS keeps talking in my ear, and it's making it really hard for me to continue to record my podcast. I also really need gas. Not really need, but I kind of need to get gas, and I just don't want to stop for it in Trumbull right now, so I'm just not. Anyway, I have 1.5 minutes left of this segment, so I'm just going to leave it to the next segment to start what has been requested. And that's fucking dating advice. Dating advice has been requested for me to talk about. And, like, what the fuck do I have to say about that? Like, I don't... Literally, my entire advice could be less than 1 minute. And it's probably, like, 1, don't be a dick. 2, don't talk to other dicks. Like, fuck assholes. If someone's an asshole to you, just stop talking to them. Like, don't wait for people to change, because they're not gonna. What else is there to say? Stop, like, trying so hard to everyone out there that is asking me for this advice, because most of the time when you're trying super hard and you're looking to date someone and you're looking for something like that, like, you're overanalyzing everything, and it's never gonna happen. It's gonna find you when you're fucking, I don't know, aren't paying attention, you know? You know all those tweets? They say that? Oh, wait, I lied. I can just keep this going for a really long time. I always forget. Okay, I don't have to change that. I was, like, waiting to, like, change the segment. Anyway. Ugh, the GPS keeps going off in my ear. Yeah, so all those, like, sappy tweets are kind of right, you know? Like, oh, like, love will find you when you least expect it. Like, that seems to be true in a lot of cases. So just, like, stop looking for something you don't have, and then it will find you. Kind of like when you look for something you lost in your house, you can't fucking find it, but the second you stop looking for it, it appears. So, like, the same probably applies to, you know, that whole area of life. I mean, maybe. Like I said, I don't know fucking anything. What else could I say? I don't know, if, like, someone's not putting in time for you, yeah, probably walk away. You shouldn't ever have to, like, beg for people's attention, ever. And that goes for friendship, too. If you're putting in way more effort into any type of relationship, even family, it's okay to pull back, because you should never be, you know, putting in 200% and the other person's putting in 1. I mean, there are occasions someone's going through something, like, whatever, but that's not really what I'm talking about. I mean, like, overall, just, you know, surround yourself with people that put in the same amount of effort. But I don't know, the only other thing I'd have to say is just be true to yourself. Just, like, be, like, no one can hate a person that's unapologetically themselves. You know, like, I appreciate that shit. If you're just so yourself, even if, like, I don't really like you, even if I don't like, this makes no sense. Like, if you are, like, super into something, or, oh, rip to that person that got pulled over. That's why I got pulled over and got a ticket, my first ticket ever. I wonder if it's the same cop. He was kind of a dick. Let me see. This is off topic. Oh, I don't know. What the fuck was I saying? Oh, people that are themselves. Like, even if you don't actually like someone, you still can't be like, oh, like, fake people are the worst, is what I'm trying to say. So even if I don't really like someone, but they are themselves and they're still not, like, fake, I still have to respect that. So that's what I'm saying. Everyone respects someone who is unapologetically themselves. So don't, like, try to be like anyone else or try to be someone else for someone, like, to impress people. Like, that shit's so fucking dumb. It's so dumb. I don't even think I should have to say that. And it's, like, 2018. Like, don't do that. No one cares. Ugh. My God. Oh, here's another one. Here's another classic one. Trust people's actions. Like their actions speak louder than words. That's big fucking facts right there. I don't know why this, like, I'm not the person to talk about any of this shit. I don't know, just do you, and then, like, happiness will find you one day. That's what I believe. Like, just live your life. Don't worry about all that dumb shit. Because you have a lot of life to live. I personally believe, that I have forever life to live because I don't think I'll die. But that's another topic. Maybe I should just talk about that now. Okay, I'm really fucking annoyed though because I have the iPhone 8. This GPS won't stop in my ear. Bro. Alright. I have the iPhone 8, which I didn't even want. Didn't want it. That's a whole nother story in itself. Long story. But I can't, you know, charge my phone right now and use my headphones. I know everyone knows this is a problem and everyone's talked about it. But, like, that's annoying. That's annoying. So then I tried to, like, buy cheap-ass, like, AirPods because I'm not, like, well, I didn't want to pay for the Apple ones because they're expensive as shit. I probably will eventually because they're really nice. But, like, I didn't want to, so I went on Amazon, and there was a lightning deal, which is basically, like, a really short, really cheap sale. And I was like, oh, shit, they had AirPods, like, fake AirPods for, like, $20. And I was like, oh, I don't care if they're not fucking Apple. All I care is that I can charge my phone to listen to music at the same time. For $20, I don't care, really even care about the quality, like, to be honest. Bought them. They got to my house, and I opened it, and there, it was actually just one headphone. That's it, just one. One headphone. They sold me one fucking headphone. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And in the description, like, I went back in the description and, like, in certain parts, it says, like, AirPods or, like, headphones or whatever they were, because I don't think they could say AirPods. I'm pretty sure that's trademarked. But, and then some parts it would be, like, comes with one headphone. And, like, all the reviews are like, this is a fucking scam and all this shit. So then my bitch ass was like, okay, yes, I'm just going to return this. And then I waited too long and I couldn't return it. And then someone else was like, oh yeah, just like reach out to them. Like the company, and like they'll probably give you a refund. Yeah, I go back to the listing. The listing's gone. The listing is just done. It's not there anymore. So I don't know if they like had so many complaints that Amazon like pulled their listing or whatnot. But I was kind of triggered. So I was like trying to I was gonna like maybe sell it if anyone wanted it. But now I actually think it was a good call because when I'm at work, I only put one headphone in case, like, someone tries to talk to me. Because, like, I don't know. I don't want to be that dick that, like, can't hear everyone. Even though, like, I am sometimes, but not all the time. So, I might bring it to work and start using it. And then, like, if I have my hair down, like, no one will know that I'm listening to music. Like, that's fucking sick. How long has this been going? Almost 10 minutes. Holy shit. I wonder if anyone has stayed this long. I know for a fact that no one listened to the 40-minute one. I know for a fact. Actually, I don't. It does show me, like, who listens, but it doesn't show me, like, how long everyone does. So, out of the four people that actually listen to any of that, if any of you fucking finished it, I need you to tell me so I can give you money. Because I said that. I made a promise. And no one said anything to me, so maybe that means no one finished it, which I wouldn't blame them. But, yeah. I'm at a quarter of a tank, and I'm, like, kind of concerned, but because there's traffic, but it's fine, right? Yeah. I have a problem that I can just keep talking. That's why these podcasts, that's why my other one just was 40 minutes long. I can just keep talking. Like, forever. It's crazy. It's not good. It's probably really, it is annoying, but whatever. What else? I'm so hungry. Like, I ate a decent amount of food today. Like, I don't know what the fuck's my problem, but I'm fucking hungry. And I'm really fucking tired and I just want to go home and go to bed. So I'm stopping at Smoothie King because, you know, that's not even, like, eating. I don't even have to try. I know I'm going to at Devin here. Devin wants to go to, what is it called? Juice Press or something? And, like, we were talking about doing a juice cleanse, I think, like, 3 weeks ago at this point. But, Devin, if you're listening to this, I'm still down to do this juice cleanse. I'm still down. Maybe not, like, that many days of it because it's hella expensive. And I feel like I'm going to need to eat. Like, I can't even go 3 hours without eating. So, you know. But I feel like that would be fun just to see what it's like and, like, I don't know. I'm passing Stratford, so I'm making my way downtown. Ew. Delete that. I wish I could edit this, because I would edit that out, because I can't. I hope everyone's day is going well. What is it, Tuesday? I have one more day of my internship work this week, and then Thursday, what am I doing? Oh. I'm going to my dad's house to watch the dog. And then I'm doing stuff later. And then Friday, what am I doing Friday? Friday I'm working at Elam. That'll be fun. No, wait, no, I'm not. That's a lie. That's a concert. That's a neighborhood concert. Wow, dumb. I've been waiting for this concert since fucking, how long? January? I'm so excited. Holy shit, that concert might kill me. I might literally die. Just kidding, because I don't believe that I'll die. I don't know if I've talked about my theory on that, but I'm gonna, and like, if you already think I'm crazy, that's fine. Just know that this is what I believe. So, if anyone watches Shane Dawson, he made a conspiracy video about 23andMe, which I did a couple months ago, and I did the one that you found out, like, your ancestry past and your health, whatever the fuck. Long story short, I found out that I'm hella Jewish and that I am gonna lose my eyesight when I'm older, so that's fucking cool. It was really expensive, but it was worth it. Because in Australia, there are doctors out there who are saying, like, per their research, that by year so-and-so, whatever, like, 2040 or something, like far away, whatever, they will literally be able to age people backwards. Now, whatever, I don't know if that's ethical or not. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to die ever. So that's fucking sick. So basically, they say that if there's DNA of your DNA from when you were, like, however old, you can age yourself back to that point. So your girl fucking gave her DNA at the ripe age of 20 years old. I mean, maybe totally fine, 20 years old. So I, potentially with the science, which, like, this is totally believable, okay? Like, you can clone people. Like, we can totally do this. I will be able to age backwards until 20 and, like, I'll never die. I mean, if someone murders me, then I'll die. Like, stuff like that. But, like, per, like, aging, I won't die. If that's illegal. I think that's sick. I don't ever want to die. I mean, maybe, like, after I live, like, 700 years, then I can die. No, I still don't want to die. But I hope everyone that I'm friends with around me, like, will do that too. Like, me and my mom will just age backwards. This is crazy. It's fine. Watch Shane's video. Like, I'm not making this up. This was, like, a said in the conspiracy video, so it's not like this is coming out of my brain. But yeah, I'm really excited to never die. And it's so funny because I joke around a lot. I'm like, oh, I want to die, blah, because I'm annoying and dramatic. And Haley is just like, you can't, Lauren. And I think it's so funny. So funny. But yeah, that's my theory on death, that I won't die. But also because I'm so scared of death. This might just be therapy. I'm so scared of dying that my brain can't even, like, think of me dying. That's not true exactly, but, like, my brain... What the fuck, people? Holy shit. Sorry. I don't know if I yelled and that was loud, but, like, I was cruising along and the guy in front of me starts, like, pulling into the right lane and just, like, the left lane is just dead stopped. So that's fucking cool. We love traffic. We love the merit. We love the merit. Oh my god. I can't wait to get a smoothie. I've had a coupon for Smoothie King in my car somewhere on the floor for fucking like 7 months. Why have I not used it? Actually, I might have threw it out. Fuck. It's fine. How long is this shit? I should probably end it. Fucking 16 minutes long. All right, I'm gonna end this at 20 minutes, so it's not as long as the other one, but it's still like... It's like, you know, you might stick around for 20 minutes, you know? Like, if you're still here, 1627 in, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is my lifelong goal and dream. My only goal. And to also never die. So, I'm making my dreams happen, you know? Actually, fuck that. No, my actual goal, like podcast goal, is to just be on Shane's podcast. Not even my own. I would just want to meet Shane Dawson. I love him so much. Such a nice person. Such a genuine person who is unapologetically himself, you know? Like, he does shit that's fucking gross. Like, 100% gross. And, like, I would never do that. Like the shit that he says... But, like, I love him because he's just unapologetically himself. So, do that. And the people that don't like you are just fake. You know? They're fake. Fake-ass bitches. My God. I wonder if this podcast makes me sound, like, way less intelligent than I could sound. Like, it's fine. Like, I don't know. Oh my god, Kelly sent me a picture today of us from fucking eighth grade, and I swear to god I looked better then. Like, I was tan as shit. It was fucking eighth grade graduation, which I actually remember. Like, I remember getting ready for it and like waiting in the hall. Like, I remember it. My hair was long and, like, brown, because obviously I wasn't, like, bleaching my head back then. But I was tan as shit. I don't think I've ever been that tan since. And, like, it was still during school, so, like, what? Like, I looked better than ever. Eighth grade, not even graduation, promotion. Eighth grade promotion. And I'm going to post that for Throwback Thursday, because I think it's really funny and we look so cute. So I'm going to post it. Because, you know, we graduated Highland together, and then middle school, and then high school, and then we're gonna graduate college together. Oh my god, that's crazy. That's crazy. Kelly, are you listening? Probably not. She fucking listened to the first one and was like, I don't even think she got halfway through it, not even. Texted me and said, all you're doing is eating. Yeah, bitch, that's right, all I'm doing is eating. I don't think she listened to any of the other ones, but that's okay. I know she's, like, super busy, is what she keeps saying. She's super busy. Right, Kelly? Kelly, with an I? That gets really mad when people spell it wrong. Such a sag. But actually, more, that's... Wait, did I not go... I totally missed the fucking... No, I didn't. Never, wait, what? Oh, no, I'm good. Never mind. I was gonna say, she really, like, embodies her rising Aries. Like, really does. That's fine. You know, it's fun. It's fun. But her moon and cap, though, we love a moon and cap. No, I'm just speaking a different language to many people. Like, today at lunch, I eat lunch with, like, so one kid I interned with last year, and then there's another, well, two kids I interned with last year, and they're here again, and then, but one of them is, like, full-time now, and then there's another girl who just started, and I eat lunch with them, and I was talking to them about astrology, because, hi, have you met me, and I got them all to download, like, the CoStar app, and, like, one of them is, like, yeah, like, this app is, like, changing my life. I'm like, oh, that's fucking great, love to hear it. And then one of them is a moon in Cap, and I, like, freaked out, because I'm a moon in Cap, and I love moon in Cap, because our humor is just, like, super dark, love it, like, I love it. So I freaked out, and then one of the kids is, like, super Libra, and, like, doesn't like it, which is funny, because, like, it's just funny to me, but it's fine. I'm going to Orange to get a fucking smoothie. Okay, this is, I lie, this is past 20, so I'm gonna end it here. I love you all. If you have anything that you want me to talk about, which, if anyone's even listening, tell me, because I will talk about it. And sorry to who requested, like, dating advice. I didn't talk about it for that long, because it's me, and I don't know what else to say about it besides, like, just be yourself, and if someone doesn't like you, they're fake. That's all I have to say. All right. Have a wonderful Tuesday.